USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CEO of Google on Capitol Hill answering lawmaker questions and saying protecting people's data and privacy is the company's top priority.
We've invested an enormous amount of work over the years to bring choice, transparency, and control to our users. These values are built into every product we make.
Sundar Pichai insisting that he leads the company without political bias after some Republicans accused Google of stifling conservative voices. Top congressional Democrats meeting with President Trump at the White House at this hour. The president saying beforehand that his demand for funding for a border wall would be the top priority as they discuss trying to avoid a government shutdown in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, a Senate panel is holding a hearing at this hour on border security. And this is USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more, with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Time magazine announcing its Persons of the Year this year, minutes ago saying it will honor journalists whose work has cost them their freedom or their lives. Among them, they are assassinated Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, 2 jailed Myanmar reporters, and the 5 people of the Capital Gazette of Annapolis, Maryland, killed by a gunman earlier this year. President Trump is considering a short list of people to succeed John Kelly as his chief of staff, as Kelly's to leave at the end of the year.
North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows asked by reporters on Capitol Hill if he's been asked to fill the slot, Meadows issuing a written statement saying, "The president has a long list of qualified candidates, and I know he'll make the best selection for his administration."
USA Radio's Robin Walensky there. Also, Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor, said to be on the president's shortlist for chief of staff. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some protesters making their presence known on Capitol Hill yesterday. What was the issue? Well, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News, "This is not a good deal for you."
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
Men and women who own and run America's small businesses continue to really like what they see as they look forward. The Small Business Optimism Index for November was within sight of all-time highs, although it's down slightly from October's reading. Plans for capital spending and job creation were up, though. And the Board of Governors for the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences to meet tonight in Los Angeles to discuss who's going to host the Oscars after comedian Kevin Hart's abrupt departure. He stepped down after getting criticized for some old gay jokes he'd made on social media years ago. Reportedly under consideration to replace him, actors Hugh Jackman or Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.